Cab Chat Newsflash.
Transport for London has today concluded that it will not grant Uber London Limited a new private hire operator's licence in response to its latest application. Despite addressing some issues, TfL does not have confidence that similar issues will not reoccur in the future, which has led it to conclude that the company is not fit and proper at this time. In September, Uber was granted a two-month licence as further information was required on these issues, some of which emerged late in the process of its reapplication. A key issue identified was that a change to Uber's systems allowed unauthorised drivers to upload their photos to other Uber drivers' accounts. This allowed them to pick up passengers as though they were the booked driver, which occurred in at least 14,000 trips, putting passenger safety and security at risk. This means that all those journeys were uninsured and some passenger journeys took place with unlicensed drivers, one of which had previously had their license revoked by TfL. Another failure allowed dismissed or suspended drivers to create an Uber account and carry passengers, again compromising passenger safety and security. TfL recognises the steps that Uber has put in place to prevent this type of activity. However, it is concerned that Uber's systems seem to have been comparatively easily manipulated. Other serious breaches have also occurred, including several insurance-related issues. Some of these led to TfL to prosecute Uber earlier this year for causing and permitting the use of vehicles without the correct hire and reward insurance in place. Uber are, of course, allowed to appeal against this decision within 21 days, during which it can continue to operate pending any appeal and throughout any potential appeals process. Uber may seek to implement changes to demonstrate to a magistrate that it is fit and proper by the time of the appeal. While Uber continues to operate in London, TfL will continue to closely scrutinise the private hire operator, which includes the need for Uber to meet the 20 conditions set by TfL in September 2019. And particular attention will be paid to ensuring that the management have robust controls in place to manage changes to the Uber app so that passenger safety is not put at risk. Now, before you all start jumping for joy, we've been here before. TfL refused to renew Uber's license in 2017 and Uber appealed against it and carried on to operate in the capital during the appeals process, and which we know was heard at Westminster Magistrates Court, where they were granted a 15-month probationary license. Now, there's no such thing as a probationary license, so it was in effect a 15-month license. TfL then issued a further two-month extension to that 15-month licence to gather more information. Now, this company has continually demonstrated that it is not fit and proper to hold a private hire operator's licence in London. So surely now is the time has come to ban Uber, revoke their licence, ban them. If you as a taxi driver were to fall foul of any regulation and you was to have your license revoked or refused to be renewed, you could not continue to operate or drive a taxi in London. So we're back where we was 2 years ago in effect, and this is probably going to go on for another 2 years should Uber decide to appeal, which I'm sure they will appeal. CapChat is brought to you by Plan Insurance, who you can find on the internet at planinsurance.co.uk/CapChat. And to help the show, if you do, please use the /CapChat. And if you do call Plan Insurance for a quote for your insurance, please let them know that you heard about Plan on CapChat. This is our new daily news show, or new weekly news show rather, that will be going out every single Monday. We're concentrating on Uber today, but in future shows, we will be covering other news within the taxi trade. Until next week, be safe.